Whose children are these? This is lovely. Come, let me buy you ice cream.
Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners!
In the fast-paced world of English football, every match tells a story. And on a crisp afternoon in April, Arsenal penned another chapter in their quest for Premier League glory. The stage was set at the Amex Stadium as the Gunners squared off against Brighton and Hove Albion. From the first whistle, Arsenal asserted their dominance, showcasing the determination and skill that has propelled them to the summit of English football.
And John Brooks didn't even hesitate. Straight to the spot, it will be an Arsenal penalty.
The penalty awarded in the early stages saw Bukayo Saka step up to the spot, coolly slotting home to give Arsenal the lead.
Bukayo Saka on the pitch. And back on the score sheet, Arsenal's number 7, so ever defendable, breaks the deadlock.
It was a moment that encapsulated Saka's growing talent and composure under pressure. Brighton's problems were only just beginning. Enter Kai Havertz, the German sensation whose deft touch and clinical finishing have endeared him to fans over time. His goal and Arsenal's second further widened the gap, leaving Brighton reeling in the wake of Arsenal's attacking onslaught.
Kai Havertz scores again. Into double figures for the season now, the German.
But there was more. Leandro Trossard, once a Brighton favourite, returned to haunt his former club, delivering the final blow with a goal that cemented Arsenal's triumph.
Leandro Trossard has the freedom of the Amex to run through and surely rack up the 3 points. And it's a dream return. Arsenal go sailing right back to the top of the Premier League. It's 3 goals on the evening and 3 points on the table.
A result that not only boasted their position at the top of the Premier League table, but also sent a resounding message to their rivals. Arsenal means business. Saka's poise earned him plaudits, while Havertz and Trossard etched their names into Arsenal folklore with stellar displays. And then there's the man orchestrating it all from the sidelines, Mikel Arteta. A figure of quiet authority, Arteta's tactical acumen has been instrumental in Arsenal's resurgence. With each passing victory, his vision for the club becomes clearer, driving Arsenal ever closer to reclaiming past glories. But in the world of football, there's little time to rest on laurels. For Arsenal, the challenges keep coming. None more daunting than the Champions League clash against Bayern Munich on Tuesday. The Barbarian Giants may be wounded, but they remain a formidable foe. Their sights are set on European glory. As the countdown begins, anticipation builds. Arsenal versus Bayern Munich, a clash of titans set against the backdrop of a season's narrative. In football, as in life, it's the stories we tell that define us. And for Arsenal, the story is far from over. In the wake of a turbulent period marked by a series of disappointing results, Arsenal Football Club found themselves at a pivotal juncture. Despite a promising start to the season that saw them leading the Premier League table, the Gunners' fortunes took a nosedive, culminating in a disheartening exit from the FA Cup, courtesy of Liverpool.
What a day for Liverpool and a poor one for Arsenal.
Sensing the urgency to reverse their fortunes, manager Mikel Arteta made the decisive move. Opting for a change of scenery, he whisked his squad away to Dubai for a mid-season break, aiming to inject fresh energy and reignite their passion for the game. The decision sparked skepticism among observers who questioned whether a simple change of environment could yield significant improvements. However, as events unfolded, the trip to Dubai would prove to be a pivotal moment for Arsenal. During their time in the Gulf State, Arteta and his coaching staff diligently assessed the team's performances, identifying areas for enhancement. They devised new tactics and strategies to maximize the team's potential. Meanwhile, the players embraced the break as an opportunity to regroup and refocus. Freed from the pressures of competition, they bonded as a unit, strengthening their connections on and off the field. The presence of their families provided additional motivation, reminding them of the collective purpose they were striving for. Upon their return to London, Arsenal displayed a renewed sense of purpose. Their subsequent matches showcased a remarkable turnaround, characterized by determination and resilience. With restored confidence, they embarked on a commendable winning streak. From a team in disarray, Arsenal emerged as genuine contenders once again, reclaiming their status among English football's elite. With each victory, their belief in their abilities grew stronger, propelling them towards their ultimate goal. As the season reaches its climax, Arsenal find themselves in contention for the Premier League title. Armed with newfound confidence, they approach each match with unwavering resolve, recognizing the significance of every point in their pursuit of glory. Arsenal's recent performances have stirred a growing sense of optimism among fans and analysts alike. The latest triumph, a commanding 3-0 victory away at Brighton, marks their second consecutive win and extends an impressive unbeaten streak to 11 matches. What's particularly notable is Arsenal's defensive resilience, evidenced by their keeping clean sheets in their last three league outings. Statistical analysis reveals the extent of Arsenal's recent dominance. With 7 wins in their last 8 league fixtures and conceding just 0.25 goals per game in their most recent run, the team's form is undoubtedly on an upward trajectory. Looking ahead, Arsenal's remaining fixtures present a mixed bag of challenges and opportunities. With 4 home matches and 3 away trips left, the balance seems favourable. However, a closer look at the points per game, PPG, values of their opponents, suggests varying degrees of difficulty. While home fixtures offer a more manageable average of 1.31 points per game for the opposition, away encounters pose a tougher test, with the host teams averaging 1.86 points per game at home. Nevertheless, amidst the tactical considerations, one cannot ignore Arsenal's overall improvement over recent seasons. Despite being 3 points behind their previous season's tally at this stage, their current total of 71 points represents a significant 17-point increase from 2 seasons prior. As the season approaches its climax, Arsenal's form remains a source of encouragement for fans, instilling a cautious optimism as the team continues its pursuit of success in the league. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!